With KCBX News, I'm Bree Zender. Many cities around the country have been declaring themselves as sanctuary cities, claiming a type of social and seemingly lawful refuge from Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, or ICE agents. David Minsky, a reporter from the Santa Maria Sun, has been reporting on the state of cities in northern Santa Barbara County and how they're navigating these issues of illegal immigration. Minsky spoke with city officials in Lompoc and Santa Maria, who are generally avoiding claiming their sanctuary cities, but are not taking specific steps to work with ICE agents on operations. Thanks for joining us, David.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
Can you tell me more about the city's stances, or rather lack thereof, on illegal immigration and how they handle it locally?
The local police departments out here, it's not that they're not cooperating with ICE. It's just that they're simply stating that they don't enforce federal immigration laws. They have limited resources, and so they don't want to spend their resources doing something that another agency ought to be doing. And I think that's their main position on this.
Right. Like the Los Angeles Police Department, they routinely do joint operations with ICE. They're not doing that, and they don't have the resources to do that?
Yeah. And it's not that they don't want to work with ICE. They do when it comes to taking down, like, people who have committed serious crimes, like violent crimes, I think is what they're most concerned about.
You talk a bit in your piece about the definition of a sanctuary city and how it's more of a political statement than a legal term. Can you talk a little bit more about that and what that means?
Sure, yeah. So what I've learned is that there is no legal definition of, I guess, sanctuary city. But everyone that I've talked to, you know, on and off the record, mostly off the record, they say that the term is more like a political term. It appears that it's something that, or just jurisdictions do to kind of like tell their local undocumented population that, hey, we're not going to come after you or turn you over to ICE. You know, that's, you know, and as a matter of fact, you're safe here. It turns out that the origins of this term sanctuary, it looks like it originated from Berkeley. Berkeley passed a resolution back in 1971 designating itself as a sanctuary city in order to protect U.S. Navy sailors who didn't want to deploy to the Vietnam War, which is, you know, highly controversial, you know, back then.
Do you think police departments here locally are kind of avoiding that maybe political stance or claiming a political stance about that?
In my opinion, yeah, I think so. They're supposed to be apolitical organizations. You know, it's a little bit different for a sheriff. I mean, that's, you know, a sheriff is a politician if they're elected. You know, but even still, it seems like they're more concerned about providing security for everybody, you know, and not just for people who are here legally. As I found out through the many heads of law enforcement that I interviewed, you know, the one consistent thing between all of them is that they're more concerned about the crimes that are committed against undocumented peoples rather than undocumented peoples themselves committing a crime by merely being undocumented. So they're more concerned about the safety of all rather than just a select group.
Thank you for joining us today, David. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
David Minsky is a reporter for the Santa Maria Sun. His report on the relationship between ICE agents and police departments in northern Santa Barbara County is on newsstands now. Bree Zender, KCBX News.